The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Tuesday, fourth day of May 2021. Excuse me, I've got this grunge that apparently is going around in Central Texas, and we don't know if it's COVID-19 shedding from the vaccines or what it is, but late spring grunge going on, and it's not pretty, and it sucks all the energy out of you, and you got lung congestion, so just bear with me here. I'm sorry. A bank's prime brokerage unit is supposed to be safe, reliable, and predictable generator of revenues, right? Resulting from modern or modest transactions with the bank's hedge funds for their client base. It's safe because the bank's risk managers scour the bank's exposure to various hedge funds and immediately flag any clients that become too big and a potential source of loss. It's also safe because the bank's prime brokerage management tends to make far less than the frontline sales and the trading staffs. That is at least the theory. The practice, as the recent Archegos fiasco demonstrated, is anything but. Case in point is the now famous, or infamous, I should say, Credit Suisse disaster and its dealings with these hedge funds, which as of this moment has resulted in more than $5.4 billion in losses for the Swiss bank. Now, this is serious stuff. Their revenue last year was only $17.5 million. But guess what? The exposure, they're upside down, $5.4 billion. Now, these paltry fees that Credit Suisse received from this hedge fund raises further questions about the risk the lender was prepared to shoulder in pursuit of the relationships with the ultra wealthy clients. Now, you know, isn't it amazing that people are just now starting to recognize that, it looks like Warren Buffett came out the other day and said, it looks like inflation look, if there's anybody on this planet that knew that hyperinflation was coming, it is Warren Buffett. He's one of these steely-eyed money guys that will go in there and make money off of anything. He would bet on if somebody whacked your grandma on the head with a baseball bat on which way she would fall to make a buck off of it. These guys know what's going on. And it was just a complete surprise to Warren Buffett that this is going. No, Warren Buffett's sitting there counting his billions. He's already bought his gold and silver, and he's going to wait till the hyperinflation hits and silver goes up to $150, $200, or gold's $5,000 or $10,000 an ounce. These guys know. But they're in the business to make money, not to make you a better investor. No. Oh, he's might have spread some of his knowledge around and pointed people in some directions to make some money off the stock market or investments or, you know, he was kind of he's raking in billions, and as long as you get your thousands, hey, everything's cool. I'm a magnanimous guy. My knowledge, people come to me for advice. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Warren. You've helped us a lot. But this is a systemic problem in this country, but not only in this country, around the entire world. As I said when Don was with me last hour, folks, it doesn't matter anymore to these politicians. Ask Joe Biden. Now he's going to be raising taxes for this and raising taxes for that. While the economy continues to falter, he keeps raising taxes. Oh, and, well, if we can't get it in taxes, we'll just borrow it. Now, let me ask you a question here, folks. Say that you have a relative, maybe the black sheep of a family, and you know they're irresponsible, and you know every damn time they get money in their hands, they blow it or they do something that's really stupid and gets them in more trouble. But they keep coming back to you to keep borrowing more money from you. Now, at some point, you're going to look at them and go, you know, I think I've helped you all that I'm going to, and I'm going to just cut you off because you're what? A bad risk. Not just on my generosity scale, but you're a bad risk to yourself, and I keep doing this, you're going to do something that's going to do you in. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. Now, do you not think that institutions like banking, you know, the ones that if you went in to make a loan from them, they would want to know what kind of assets you have. Are they liquid? Are they real estate? You know, what do you have as surety to us? They would go through us with a fine-tooth comb and put us under the microscope to see if we were a good risk or not. And, well, you know, if we weren't such a great risk, but, you know, they would make sure that there would be something in case you defaulted on the loan or whatever financial arrangement you had with them, that they were covered. Now you look at JoJo and you take a look at our government, and it's just not, you know, the President of the United States. It's Congress. They are, I don't even know how to describe them anymore, folks. It doesn't matter how many more trillions they're going to borrow. They are treating trillions like millions we used to treat millions, to consider that to be a lot of money. Millions of, now, well, billions, and now it's trillions. They don't care because they know the system is rigged. They know where it's going, and they're going to pander to their constituency as long as there's still a little bit more money left in the supposed bank. That is drawing to a close rather rapidly. And I would like to say, for the record, I do believe, and I've predicted this, and Don just echoed it last hour, no, I don't think we're going to see a pandemic anymore because too many people have caught on to this. They try it again, there's going to be people that are going to be really, really pissed off. They're going to see it coming, and they're not going to comply. This economic reset is going to be a banking collapse. And all they have to do, now, they don't have to take any direct action. The only thing they have to do is step back, and through inaction, these banks will collapse. Because who's been supporting them? Oh, the faith and credit of the respective governments around the world. Faith and credit? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got a lot of faith in your credit system because I know what it was designed for. And if you would have not been a bunch of greedy asshats, guess what? It could have continued for some time to come. Now there's no place to go. Remember hearing this term? Oh, the dollar's only worth 2 cents. When did you hear that? Was that a decade ago or longer? Sure it was. The dollar is worth next to nothing. And people don't think in these terms, folks. They don't think in the terms of cost, today's cost. What did a gallon of gas used to cost? Remember those days? Remember when they had gas wars? Two independent retailers on street corners? Well, I want to pull those. Okay, 10 cents a gallon. There were gas wars that went on that I remember you could get a gallon of gas for 9 cents. A pack of cigarettes, with taxes included, was 25 cents. What is it now? Oh, well, they know it was an addiction, so the politicians, you know, just to curb the habits of the smoking public, yeah, they put these taxes on them to try to deter people from smoking. And guess what? Any heroin dealer knows the pure heroin that you give to your clients, the faster you're going to get them hooked and the more they're going to come back and to buy more heroin. Why? Because it's addictive and they need it. Pack of cigarettes in New York now? What is it, Mike? 14, 15 bucks a pack now? Yeah. People don't even realize what the devaluation. 15? I hit it. Yeah, 15 bucks a pack in New York City. Really? For 20 cigarettes that used to be 25 cents? But that's not a true reflection of inflation, or should I say, the devaluation of your money. And it's really not even money. These are debt units. These are not dollars. This is just delineated in debt instruments. And no politician outside of John Fitzgerald Kennedy made a move against the banks in this country. Hence, that's why he was killed on November 22nd, 1963. It wasn't the mafia. It wasn't because of the blown invasion into Cuba. It was because he went against the banks and put into circulation a competing currency against the banks. How did you know? It was non-interest bearing. That was your clue. So now the bankers, in conjunction with the corporations, well, we've eliminated our competition out there in the corporate world. You know, let's just do this reset. Let's chase out the competition and crush them. Let's make it too expensive for them to do business. And let's get them on the government teat to the point that, well, there's no even incentive to work because, you know what, now I can make more on a government handout than I can actually going out into the, and there's a reason why they called it a labor market. That's where people used to go to, what's that four-letter word? Work. They have destroyed the entire system. And people are walking around scratching parts of their body trying to figure out what had happened to them. They didn't even know. They don't know what ran them over. They didn't even get the license of the truck that ran them over. They don't know because there's nobody honest enough in this media in this country to talk plain sense and honestly to the American people. Whoa. Remember me saying this about Rush Limbaugh? That, you know, if Rush Limbaugh would come out one day and talk about the funny money system we've had operating in this country for over a century, that it wouldn't be too much longer that Rush Limbaugh would not be around. And at one time, I think he peaked at 650 radio stations. Millions and millions and millions of people used to tune in to Rush Limbaugh every single day. Could you imagine the effect it would have had if he would have done a three-hour broadcast on the fraudsters and what it has actually done to this country and how it came about? There would have been a change in this country almost immediately. But yet we have now the go-along, get-along politicians. They don't want to rock the boat. They will not tell you what is even killing you. So, folks, I think it is up to us, as it always has been. You know, we kind of got in this lazy habit of just, well, we'll elect this guy and see what he does. Well, okay, he spent 2 or 4 years in there, or maybe 6 years, and Well, okay, maybe he did an okay job. Well, the guy that's running against him, maybe not as good. So let's just stick with that. It's been political bull for many, many years. You know, it fascinates me to look at the Republican Party and for them to bolster some kind of meme out there that somehow that they're better than the communist Democrats. Well, really? Remember what they did years ago, and I pointed this out? Ask any Republican, well, what's republicanism mean? Well, I guess it means I'm a conservative. A conservative of what? What is left to conserve that you have sat around and watched crumble before our very eyes? Exactly what have you conserved? Your own butt in office is about the only thing I see. And the only reason they're getting away with it is because there's no truth being spoken to the American public. Wow, what a concept. Knowledge is power. Old Warren. Warren Buffett. He admits a surprised Warren Buffett as Powell and Yellen see nothing. Oh, you know, well, of course, Powell and Yellen are going to see nothing. But it's really surprising that Warren didn't see this one coming. The costs are up, 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 and we're seeing substantial inflation. Admits a surprised Warren Buffett. He wasn't surprised. I'm surprised that he put it... that his name is even attached to this stupid statement. Tyler Durden over at Zero Hedge says, we've already touched on two of the more colorful exchanges from Saturday's Berkshire annual video conference, both of which incidentally starred the traditionally far more outspoken Charlie Munger, who first crushed a generation's monetary dream, saying that today's millennials will have a hell of a time getting rich compared to our generation, and then infuriated tens of millions of crypto fans and diamond hands such as Dan Loeb when he said that the whole damn development of cryptocurrencies is disgusting and contrary to the interests of civilization. Now, that is a true statement. But what is also disgusting and contrary to the interest of civilization is the funny money that these people have been using to leverage wealth everywhere. But they won't say that. Of course they won't. Yet while those two incidents may prompt the most Monday morning water cooler talk, which was most relevant from macro and market standpoint, was Buffett's observation of something the Fed and the Treasury are terrified to admit, that a tidal wave of inflation has been unleashed upon the U.S., and it's only getting worse. Speaking to Berkshire's millions of shareholders on Saturday, Buffett said that he was surprised by the red-hot U.S. economic rebound and warned the company was being hit by inflationary pressures. The great Warren Buffett was surprised? Folks, we have been telling you this for a number of years. And we're not some investment firm. We're not some sort of hedge fund. We're not some kind of operation to go out there and make money off of sound advice. We've been sounding the warning bells for years. But yet Warren Buffett is surprised. Ah. You know, sometimes I have this private little fantasy that I could be in a locked room with these people for just a few minutes. Just a few minutes. Now, I'll leave it to your imagination what I'd be able to accomplish in those few minutes. But I'll tell you, it wouldn't be me seeking investment advice from Mr. Buffett. It would be, why have you continued to sell out your fellow Americans? It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. Folks, any sane, if there's any sane people left in this world, or at least in our country, stop sending your friends depressing crap. Okay. Alan Stavo over at Lude Rockwell. And I saw this, he published it May 1st, and I actually wanted to get around to this sooner, because there is a lot of common sense in this. There is a war. The war is someone who wants to destroy your home, your family, and you. That enemy realizes something if he wants to control you, your family, and your home. All that enemy needs to do is to control your mind. Controlling your mind is a victory for the enemy. Liberating your mind is a step toward victory for you. The war is not kinetic, which makes that war considerably harder for some people to recognize, since so many have been inundated with the notion that war is actually kinetic. This war is psychological. This war is spiritual. This war is ideological. This war is preparing to be one of the greatest epics ever written, and it is hardly kinetic, if at all, and many may never be kinetic. Don't expect lead to fly, but the proverbial lead flies every day. Sometimes you may even be slinging lead without even realizing it. Every war is unique, built upon similar basic principles, but with details specific to the time and place in which the battles are fought. In the midst of a specific war, in this specific era, it's important to be mindful of your impact on others and impact others have upon you. The meticulously manipulative Yahoo News headlines that appear in the inbox of millions of email users each morning are so carefully designed that the team of psychologists must be behind the editorial decisions. They are innocuously called editors, of course, but if you take into account their accurate job descriptions, they're really social engineers. That is but one example. Many other headlines are designed not to attract attention or to convey truth, but for maximum psychological impact. Truth is the ideal of ethical journalist. Attracting attention is the idea and the ideal of a dedicated corporate businessman paying attention to the bottom line. Editors have long tended to fail somewhere in between. Maximum psychological impact is the overwhelming goal of today's editors, especially in headlines, headlines being the only news many people even read. Those who recognize the war we are in recognize how powerful those headlines are at sabotaging and resolve of the individual manipulating their perception of reality. Remember me saying this, folks. The perception that they're weaving for public consumption. How many? Wish I had a dollar for every damn time I said that. Those who recognize the war we are in recognize how powerful those headlines are at sabotaging the resolve of the individual and manipulating their perception of reality. Being aware of that power of those headlines is the first step in combating them. Anybody manipulating another's perception of reality is doing that person the gravest harm in this era. We must recognize reality as truthfully as possible. This is part of the work of life, perhaps the most fundamental work of life. For upon that foundation is all else built. Anyone who will do otherwise than to help you recognize reality as truthfully as possible is doing you a major disservice. Anyone helps you toward a more clear understanding of reality is doing you the biggest of favors. It doesn't matter if that process is painful or harsh, easy or enjoyable, comfortable or barely even noticeable, brought about by a loved one, an acquaintance, or a stranger. None of those who are an appropriate litmus for gauging whether a more clear understanding of reality is being fostered within you. It goes beyond relationship. It goes beyond aesthetics. It goes beyond the superficial. Is a more truthful depiction of reality being generated, or is a less accurate depiction of reality being generated? Is really what it comes down to. That is the useful litmus for every interaction that you have. Your opponent recognizes that power of what they're doing. If they can control your mind, they can control you. Recognizing that same power helps a person defend himself and helps a person withdraw their aid to the enemy. I want to take some phone calls. I want to finish this up, and we'll take some phone calls in the last half hour of this broadcast. And Mike, I'm surprised I made it this far with this grunge, wherever the hell this came from. We'll be back in three.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we live in a modernity. That means, one, inaction by the individual is preferred by society. Two, efficiency is given demagogue status. Three, fitting an individual into a predictable box will provide the greatest efficiency. And four, fitting an individual into a box with dimensions so perfect and predictable that the individual can be effectively deemed a commodity is an ideal. And also the priest of the efficiency are the technocrats. And if an individual can become commoditized, I didn't even know that was a word, and inactive, devoid of all internal stimulus to act, the priestly class of efficiency has done a great service to society in the name of efficiency. Those are the basic tenets, folks, of modernity. And that's not how reality works, though. A detail that is lost on many technocrats. To their credit, many technocrats do not stop trying. Tenacity can be an important quality. There is a limit, however, of how much credit such a person deserves. One who tries bad things against fellow humans repeatedly that leads to considerable harm and pain for that human and does so with tenacity is called a sociopath. And it's not coincidental that so many of the mass murderers of the past century, the century of the great state, call it 1917 to 2016, have been either members of the technocratic class or proto-technocrats operating for the good of efficiency or other utilitarian ends of questionable moral value. Individual action is spontaneous, unpredictable, of uncertain outcome, hard to control. The more statistically average the person acting spontaneously is, the harder their behavior is to predict or control. When an average man acts spontaneously, his disarming averageness can cause quite a befuddling mess for the technocrats who deem themselves prescient. The technocrat never saw it coming. That is the story of the collapse of many of the totalitarian regimes throughout history. 9 billion average people can lead to a lot of befuddlement when they act spontaneously as individuals. And what a beautiful thing that really is. You know, remember, folks, that's what we used to tout. Individualism. The tenacity of the individual. The spontaneity of it all. The hard work and the dedication and all of those things to concept of ethics and morality and, you know, those sorts of outdated notions. And that, you know what, you had the idea. You had the idea that if you worked hard enough and you studied and you did the things that were necessary and then went out and did them, you had the belief in yourself that you could do it. You know, I had that very same experience doing radio, creating a network. I said, you know, there's nobody that's really doing this, so why don't I try? And people look at me, well, what do you know about it? I don't know anything about it. I just know one thing. It has to be done. And it took me on a path in my life that I never thought would happen. I saw the need. I knew it had to be done. So you know what? I found a way to do it. I didn't sit around and doubt myself. I was driven by the very fact that it needed to be done. So what did I do? I set about doing it. And you think I surprised other people. I'll tell you the one person who really was surprised was me. I didn't know I had it in me. But that gift, that is within everybody. But sadly, people don't experience that because, well, they never really, really try. Or if they try and they fail, oh, well, okay. Okay, I guess I'm beat. No, you just got back up and you followed that dream and you pursued it. And you kept doing it until it got done. I can remember my mother years and years ago telling me, Johnny, you can't, didn't do anything, try, did it all. And I didn't realize the wisdom of those words. And she was right. Can't, didn't do anything, try, did it all. And when you try it and it fails, realize the mistakes are made, pick yourself back up, and have at it. You know, watching people acting like they're automatons, like their brain power is leaked out of another orifice of their body, has always amazed me. And then to watch what's happening in our country today, and people just seem to be zombified. They didn't seem to have the ability to say even no. But I'm starting to see a resurgence of that. And that is encouraging. This spontaneity, this spur of the moment, gut feeling, going in the right direction. That, in individuals, that's the beautiful thing. And this is how decentralization tends to empower the individual, tends to increase freedom, tends to celebrate those uncertainties and individual complexities. While centralization tends to welcome the dehumanization of the individual in the name of efficiency and other utilitarian ends, no matter how uncomfortable the freedom of another may cause you to feel when you observe it, economies of scale are not worthwhile trade-off for the individual liberty. Modernity demands one. He who is truly an individual demands another and implements a decentralization and unpredictability and the reality with every action. We not only live in modernity, we also live in a time after the tech revolution. And this has been a powerful response to modernity. Personal computing gave everybody a cheap printing press for the first time ever. The World Wide Web has given everyone a nearly free printing press for the first time ever. Yes, there are minor ways ideas are censored, but you have practically no effect. Please don't focus on the minor. Focus on the major. You have a free printing press. Battles have been fought over printing presses. You have one without there needing to be a battle. No matter how banned and censored you are, the many distribution networks at your disposal, if used properly, are more powerful at distributing your message than the ability held by more than 99% of all world leaders throughout human history. Well, think about that. That's some serious power. And I don't think much of the whiners who obsess over the minor, while they have a power like that in their hands, spend a few hours learning to use that power, and you can communicate in ways that would make people jealous. Not only that, there are other things that are available to us out there that we're not using. Remember those immortal words of my 5'1¼" Sicilian Italian mother. Johnny, can't didn't do anything. Try did it all. Roger Landry. Hello, Roger.
I've got to tell you something. I love just sitting back every once in a while and listening to the wisdom that just rolls off the end of your tongue. Very good, because you're absolutely right. And what most people don't understand is that they're not supposed to understand. We live in a world today that you've described to everybody so eloquently where what we should know is kept from us. And what we should be able to say, we believe, or too many of us believe, we can't. That's programmed ignorance. Today, as a matter of fact, on your last show, I think I discussed the fact that mainstream media is going down the tube so fast it's insane. And the biggest way to get a word out today, believe it or not, is alternative media. Why? Because there's so many of us and we are at the point where we want people to hear our voice. The people's media, alternative media, by far outstrips the power of mainstream media today, but they don't want you to believe that. Why are so many people pushing back on vaccines right now? It's not because the mainstream media told them anything about it. It's because you and me and John and everybody else that's been sharing it and talking about it on alternative media has made it a fact. A fact to the point where a great number of Americans are saying, keep that needle away from me. John, you hit the right spot. You've got the right subject tonight, and I really enjoyed listening, and I'm going to bow out and go back and listen to you talk.
Well, okay, I always give due where due is...
Do-do.
There you go, yeah. And there are many people out there that have wisdom, and at least I have the wisdom to recognize wisdom when I see it, and I will relate that. But my own life's experiences and the lessons that I've learned just being involved in this so-called alternative media, Roger, has just broadened my scope so much in the last 33 years. I mean, it's amazing. And you know, when
what has it done in the last year?
Yeah.
It must have exploded in the last year.
Well, and this is where the people that should be funded are not funded. The real,
agreed.
You know, and I don't think people realize this, Roger, that, you know, sometimes it's just the hard work of maybe a few individuals that can literally change the course of history. I don't think people
yes.
realize that power.
That power is not only something that each and every one of us can call on, but I gotta explain something to everybody out there. If you're feeling small, if you're feeling really small in the grand scheme of things, what can one person do? Stop and think about this. Every momentous change in the history of humanity was first birthed in the mind of one individual. Think big, live big. You have the ability.
But see, people don't recognize it anymore because what has been bred was what's been bred out of them is that quaint little notion you just expressed that, you know what? Yeah, I can. Yeah, I've got that idea. You know, I've always said, Roger, that the greatest thing behind having that great idea is being able to relate that great idea.
Agreed. And nowadays, the programmed ignorance that is instilled from the time our children go into kindergarten till the time they graduate from the Marxist colleges that they graduate from, they have basically turned these individuals into dependents of the state. What you can and can't do is defined in their minds, and it's not the truth. Children today are a lot different than you and I were. That's an absolute fact.
They don't
even see this country the way we do.
I don't recognize, and I think I recognize them as being human beings. I think I still recognize them, the age groups and the sex, boys or girls. I think I do. But upon closer examination, I don't know what the hell they are.
That's because this is intentional. If you can get society so corrupted in upon itself, then they don't pay attention to what you're doing to manipulate their lives. Again, what's behind curtain number one, number two, or number three? The whole big deal with that is you've got to look at three different curtains. What's really going on is going on behind you. Programmed ignorance means we will teach you what we believe you should believe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stray from the path.
Mm-hmm.
John, you and I, we don't play by that game. And more Americans every single day, and I'm very proud to say this, ain't playing by those rules anymore either. Life is getting better in the eye of a patriot. It is. Hopefully it's fast enough.
And I've expressed my feelings about what patriotism is. And,
yeah.
You know, people have different views of things and they come to different conclusions. And mine has always been, and it always will be, patriotism is the ability to do for your country, up to and including your own demise. I didn't say government. I said country. And when I say country, I mean the people.
Yes.
And I will put my butt on the line, and I've done it, and I will do it and continue to do it in the future. Because without freedom of thought and liberty, what good is it, Roger?
Well, if you don't have liberty and you don't have freedom even to think, then stop and think about this for a second, okay? If there is no free society, all you are is a mechanism within the cogwheels of their government, their functionality, their industry. You are not an individual. You have lost that right. You have given it up. The biggest problem in the free world today is, and the reason why it's becoming less and less free every day, is that it has been bred out of them with the stupid schools our kids go to that they need to stand up and defend their rights or they'll disappear. They don't even tell them that anymore. So as their rights disappear, they shrug and go, well, I never really use that anyway. Or, well, if I don't do what that guy's doing, they're not going to come and get me. Or if I'm a good person and do everything I'm told to do, I may even have a good life. So basically what you are doing is you are taking your entire life and putting it in the hands of your masters. Hey, doesn't this harken back to slavery?
You know, as you were talking, my mind snapped to the dumbing down of America. Charlotte Isserby, yeah. That was the education secretary under Ronald Reagan, that this grand old dom is still kicking it into her 90s. And I think what is still motivating her and keeping her upright is her job isn't done yet. There's not been enough effective venues for people like her to be heard by their fellow Americans. And this has been the real tragedy. They have boxed us. They have shut us down. Hell, in some instances, Roger, they've tried to kill us. But we haven't stopped.
And succeeded.
Yeah, we're not going to stop. Death, what's that? That's just another transition. Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, bud.
Well, you had me here longer than I wanted to be, but I always enjoy my time with you, so thank you.
I know, and you're not a crude man, and when somebody's tugging at your shirt tails, you have the tendency to stop and turn around and go, yes? Thanks, Roger.
30 years ago, in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted. Shake down, break down. Just about the time you think it's alright.
Last few minutes of today's edition of the National Intel Report. Mike, I'm surprised I've made it through this. I understand that your girlfriend has this stuff and she hasn't. Are you sure she's still alive? She's in a reclining position, has been like that for days now. Wow. One last caller here. Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea.
Hello. My request is Would you please listen to Stop the Presses? It's a rerun from December the 15th. Mark Anderson had a guest on, Wallace Link, and what they're talking about is the debt and the big pawn job that the banks are pulling at this point. And it's a real interesting, different view on what's going on with the banks. We all know that they print up the money when you need a loan, but if for any reason you should lose your job, they take ownership of the assets that that money went to. Now,
or actually, more accurately, what your signature created.
Yeah, the thing is, it's a con job. They printed it up out of air. They had no money.
Right.
They just printed it up, and then they take your assets if you can't pay for it. Please listen to the show. I mean, it's a different way of looking at it. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around
okay,
it.
Okay, and again, for the listeners out there, you know, and I appreciate the heads up on this, Andrea, but when you're talking about subject matter in a little condensed version of, you know, a minute or two, what is the date of this? The show was with Mark Anderson.
This was yesterday. This was yesterday's show.
Okay, there we go.
Thank you so much for doing that for me, because I'll have some questions that I'd like to run by you later. I know that, you know, everything has to go back through Congress, or if the banks don't want to do it, they don't want to do it. But actually, they're cheating us, and according to the...
Yeah.
So please.
All right.
Please listen to it, and I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrea. Bye. I appreciate your call. What, Mike, wasn't that the woman that I kind of went off on one day when she had called in, and I was in a particularly, I don't know what, gruff mood, that, you know, it was all down, and did I not say to her, you know, if you're going to continue to do this, just get it over with and just go out in the back porch and put a gun to your head? Was this the same woman? Because Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But no. It wasn't Lauren in Ohio. No, it was not. No, she's an upbeat machine gunning kind of person. She's not ever licked her own wounds that I've ever heard. But that bothered me, and I thought a lot about that. That haunted me, because, you know, what I more accurately should have done is, look, it affects people in your attitudes, in your attitudes towards others. You know, that's why that story that I, and it reminded me again today, that story, I just, you know, quit mailing crap to people. We know it's bad. And we also know this. And here's the good news. It's going to get worse. But there is light at the end of this tunnel. There is, folks. And I've been encouraging you how long to push back at whatever level, however you can push back. With friends, get together. Look what they're doing to the school boards. Now, school boards are running out the back door because the angry citizenry is at the front door. It does make a difference. Folks, we're not done. The battle's just begun. And victory can be ours. The question is, do you want to win?
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.